What do you do? What do you say? It's Balls Deep, and I'm here to tell you that we have new episodes of Talkin' Shop on a Wednesday. Kind of, sort of. Look, we have so many Patreons that the boys decided to share the Patreons with the podcast feed. Now, if you like what you hear, in the description below, there will be a link. Subscribe to the Patreon. Get this content before anybody else will hear it. With that, you get exclusive interviews and Zoom calls with the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, Zucar Rocky Romero, and the Big LG Doc Gallows. Also, once a month, you get special watch-alongs and this really cool thing that they do called Boozing with the Boys. The Patreon's a really cool community, and I don't just say that because the Patreon pays some of my salary here. I've been a part of some of the Boozing with the Boys. I've met some of the Patreon when they've come to several live talking shops. They've helped fund Talking Shop-a-manias. It's a really cool community. Where else are you going to get this up close and personal with your favorite professional wrestlers? Only on the Talking Shop Patreon. So enjoy these special episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have a brand new YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We have a vlog that drops every week. Second to the Patreon episodes, the vlog is the second most consistent thing that Talking Shop does. So let the boys know you want more Patreon episodes if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, get on that. But also, watch the vlog each and every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button, smash the notification bell, as the kids say. I don't know why we're smashing things, but smash the bell. Help us grow the channel. All right? Enjoy some really subpar content right now.
Wait till you see what happens in a few weeks.
Basically, the Patreon, you guys made Talking Chop-a-mania happen.
That's true.
Yeah, actually, you guys, that's 100%
yeah,
true.
Yeah, you guys in Port King Good and Pro Wrestling Tees.
And High Spots.
And High Spots. But for real, the Patreon did. And I'm glad that they all listened. But guess we also got a little extra here because we still got Taylor here, man. Taylor Williamson of comedic fame.
It's true. This is the truth.
And love, and Emilio Estevez of Young Buns fame. Rock is here, and Gallows is here, and I think he's still doing business on his phone. I can't tell.
He's trying to buy a box truck.
What's the box truck for?
And I'm trying to deal with another production man who you guys love dealing with at the same time. If I had hair, I'd pull out of my fucking head.
Son of a bitch. I thought that was set, brother.
We're not going to talk about any of that until Monday. Just let me sweat.
Man. I'm done doing business.
Are we already regretting this deal that you have?
We won't regret it when we get that fucking direct deposit. But holy shit, dolls!
Oh, I'm done. That's it.
Anyway, we can talk about it on Patreon. It's
even more of a reason for talking shop to shut the fuck down.
Hey, so we got some other shit coming up on Patreon. We honestly haven't had like an incredible amount of time for more Sex Chronicles. We have the most celebrated, the most anticipated in our minds, the most special edition of Boozing with the Boys ever coming next week as we roll into the countdown to Fucktown. Tomorrow, I believe, unless you already released it, Rock, there's a watch along. The documentary.
I did release Journeyman, it. Yep.
The documentary it's Journeyman
went up yesterday,
which is coming to Hulu. A friend of mine I've known for a long time who didn't make it in pro wrestling, but is a pro wrestler, Francisco Chiazzo. We do a little watch along stuff on there, but coming around this countdown to Fucktown, we have more behind the scenes content. Yeah, he didn't. We have more behind the scenes content than he's not going to than we've ever had before coming your way, like surrounding Talking Shop-a-mania, what it took to put it together. We have a ton of cool shit coming to you guys. So hang in here. Keep supporting. We've just been busier than fuck lately, but you're going to get better shit out of us than you've gotten so far in the short history of the Talking Shop Patreon. So I'm pumped for you guys to see it. I'm pumped to read your comments, good or bad, and let's fucking roll with it. I just wanted to get that out because I felt a little guilty without new Sex Chronicles, but I feel like we're bringing something better in the coming weeks. And then we'll get back to the Sex Chronicles.
Taylor, when you heard that Gallows and I got fired, what was your first thought?
Did you laugh?
No, I would. Listen, I know you guys are silly. I was sad. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Honestly. No,
he did. Truth be told, he did text me and be like, hey, are those guys okay? You sent me something like that. Like, hey, yeah. Is Gallows and Anderson okay?
No, I was.
Me to drive their rental car back?
Yeah. did you think about my four beautiful children just starving to death?
But I also, full disclosure, I texted Triple H and I said, hey, I already got a couple spots open.
Yeah. Listen, if you need a booking for a tag team, I can call Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, like, yeah. I thought it was a bummer, but I was hoping that it was just like furlough stuff and that everyone would be brought back and it's some weird tax thing or something. But.
Sure. I think our egos are so insane that there's, even if we were quote unquote furloughed, that I would rather have moonsaulted into my, the Princess Bride's eel infested waters.
What a reference. Fuck.
I know.
Reference.
I'm not as fucking dumb as everyone thinks I am. All right.
I like You're that. Not as dumb as
maybe I know a couple of things. Around.
Well, we got fired and I went ahead and booked us an autograph signing in Spain. 1 minute. What?
Why in the world is Machine Gun moonsaulting into eel infested waters? Because he said he wouldn't go back to the Fed, man.
Well, this is a Patreon exclusive. We have several friends who've been contacted by WWE, ourselves included loosely, but our response was that the conversations never moved forward after that. But they've reached out and offered guys contracts to come back, maybe not necessarily the contracts they had before, but a lot of the people, or a few of the people we're talking to are kind of like, well, fuck that. I mean, I got fired in the middle of a pandemic and I don't want to come crawling back now, especially for a smaller contract, because when the world opens up, wrestling's got to be hot again. I think everything in live entertainment will be hot again. Don't you agree with that, Taylor? People are dying for things to get back more normalcy, to come back into our lives and to be able to go and spend that entertainment dollar and watch what you like, whether it be comedy, professional wrestling, baseball, I mean, music, fuck, anything like that. I think people are dying for it.
I think you're right. It's just the urgency, the feeling of wanting to go. You have a fly on your microphone, by the way.
It's the story of my fucking life until these flies die. He's still there.
But
you just ate him.
I think because people are so, we're so hold up in our, I love like the one serious question is ruined.
Of course.
I think people are, there's this urge to want to go out and do shit for sure. I hope people have the opportunity to do so too, though. I don't know when it's going to come back to full capacity.
That's the problem.
But I saw New Japan did a show for a crowd. That was recent, that clip I just saw.
Last night they just had a crowd in Osaka Joe Hall, which is about 15,000 seats. I think they had about like 3,500. I want to say
3, that's still like cool, that. Big deal. Man. That's great. Yeah. Yes.
So they're kind of the first sport to kind of come back, besides like New Zealand. I know they went, you know, they do the record, but like New Zealand has zero cases, right? So
I think the whole world. I think that'd be the biggest event in the whole world outside of New Zealand. No,
probably. Yeah, I would think so. Right? Yeah, I would think so. And they did it so it's like every two seats the people were sitting. So it was like one seat, two seats blocked off, one seat, two seats blocked off, like etc. So like
that's what my comedy shows are like.
just normally, right?
Yeah. Thank you. I got this. Thank you. I don't need you to yes and my shitting on me, okay?
I mean, just agreeing with it. Yeah. No, that's exactly right.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, yeah, please talk. They're sick of us. Fuck. Hey, Taylor, just talk about anything.
Is there a word in wrestling for like yes in comedy and improv is yes anding, you know, like, you know, in wrestling is there a term for that? Like in comedy it's like I went to the beach and then if you're my comedy partner, oh yeah, and then there was sand.
A Topper Harley or a fucking, would that be what it was? Is that what we would call it? Somebody that knows everything or has a better story or?
Oh, no. I just mean like in you're working with somebody, like you're adding to someone's improvised moment.
No, it's called an Iggy.
Tag team partner.
It's like an Iggy.
An Iggy?
Like, yeah. Like, go ahead. Take it.
That's just us constantly talking over each other. That's just Gallows has something. Well, as soon as he's done, I got to say it before he's halfway through.
That's just a weird ego thing. But Taylor, that would be an Iggy. It's like to let somebody know to go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Take it from here. Yeah.
In comedy, we do this thing that Carl's talking about where this is how you talk with comedians when you're hanging out, is you wait till you hear that they finish talking, and then you say what you wanted to say, and then you wait till they finish talking. You're not listening to each other.
See, I just cut you off now. I'm just like, Taylor, shut the fuck up. Let me say something.
If you noticed, he didn't even let me get through our plugs before he started cutting me off more of our plugs. Like, it was mutually beneficial. But he still talked over me to hear himself talk. That's what talking shop is.
Like right now.
That's how selfish
he is. Fuck you, man. Let me say something.
That's how selfish he is.
Hey, no, so this real question. So when this whole fucking thing happened and we got shut down and all this bullshit happened, my neighbor's a country singer. And this is so, for example, in March, he goes, yeah, man, we're not back on the road until July. And I remember going, holy shit, I can't do this until July. And now it's July. And I just saw him last night and he goes, it's continuing even more. And I'm like, yeah, trust me, I know. Like with you, good brother, is there shows lined up at all? Is there a time? Is there a time frame? Or is it literally still waiting on like tests and fuck everything?
No, I'm pretty fucked, good brothers.
Oh, hey. Well, so, we just got fired, Russ. I'd help you out.
Oh, thanks, man. you got a nice backyard. You can give me some money. I've seen that backyard.
Not for long.
You can sell that covering you have. No one needs. I've never in my life seen it. That's a guy who's got some money. Should we put a cover over our fucking backyard? That's some money right there.
I do like lunges around the backyard, and my first thought was, my neighbors are just making fun of me. Oh, there's the guy that thought he was in WWE for a long time. Oh, there's that quote unquote multimillionaire. He's fucking fired now. Oh, he's broke. Like, I notice him not waving to me as much now. So what is he doing? Is he transitioning out of wrestling? I'm just going, fuck it. I can tell everyone's looking at me a little bit differently.
Is that annoying? Like in comedy, there's equivalents to this, of course. Like you guys. I'm like mansplaining your jobs, your careers to you, but like you could make more money and you have made more money in New Japan and whatever you may go because of your status and your talents, all you guys, you make money outside of WWE. But then like to the normal people, I bet they could be like, oh, you're not in WWE. You're like, no, I'm doing fine. I'm happy and I'm making money and I'm happier, making more money than I did there, hypothetically. But is there still like
they can't wrap their heads around the fact that you're not in WWE, so they think that's where you must make the most money and it must be the best. So something horrific has happened that you're not telling them. Like people go, you doing okay, man? I'm like, yeah, I'm busier than I've ever been. And like some guys will just say that to say it, but like I mean it. I'm busier than I've ever been. We've got two deals on the table. We're working on these two other projects. Things are going great, and they're going, yeah. All right, man. Well, if you need anything, call me. I'm like, I don't have time to fucking call you. Fuck off. I'm busy.
You did not hear me. I am too busy being successful.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy's trying hard to do a little something.
Like, I guess the only thing is you just being outside of the WWE system is you kind of have to work a little harder and hustle a little bit more, I guess, you can do way more than, obviously you're not pigeonholed to do certain things. I mean, there's a lot of other avenues, podcasts and other things that you can produce and do yourself,
True. Well, with that said, though, I mean, some of those motherfucking WWE checks start flying in. You start thinking you are Tom Cruise in Top Gun. Hold up. What the fuck is
this? As of today, we got a check. Next week's our last WWE check. But for me, I get one more equivalent to a WWE check. It's actually a little more than what my WWE weekly was because you guys owe that to me for what I'm in the hole of talking to my mania.
It was your idea. You forced us into it.
And he keeps sending us a bill every day since it's a new bill. We're going, what's this for? This is your idea, pal.
Can I give you some advice on how to outsmart LG over here? LG, mute your headphones here. Like, he seems like the kind of guy who can be like, I can give you one check or I can give you like 10 checks. But so he'll be like, give me 10 checks, but all the checks are like $5.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of things you can outsmart me on. I will fucking steal all your clothes, your car, your money, whatever. Shoot your wife.
Whoa!
Whoa! That's real.
Yeah, we know. Hey, one time he thought AJ Styles fucked with him by stealing like a mask in the locker room in Japan, and like he just hid it from Gallows, and Gallows came back, and Gallows just like two or three really horrible things. AJ goes, man, here you go, man. Just pulled it out of his pocket. He was just joking. Like, he just hit it for a second. He goes, Gallows goes, well, you fuck with my money, I say mean things. Sorry. This is not drunk either. This is in the locker room. I go, gee, it's just kind of the way he is. It's just, he's a big guy.
He's a big guy. They get angry.
You can't let people steal from you, man. That's cardinal sense.
especially your best friend.
He's just ribbing on a square, man.
Not really.
Stealing's against the law.
Yeah.
You're allowed to shoot someone's wife if they steal
from you. Yeah, right. You shoot your wife. Hey guys, hey Taylor, you want to plug some stuff to our Patreons?
Rocky Romero merch.com.
Oh hell yeah.
Here you go.
Oh hell yeah.
Do you not have a merch? Taylor, do you not have a merch thing?
Dude, I suck, man. I've given up.
More of this. You need to email Big LG immediately.
Can you give me career advice?
You have to get on this, brother.
Yeah, LG will hook you up. Carl, so
I'm doing a cameo fan chat during this whole podcast. This is the Doc Gallows fan chat.
Listen, Carl, remember last year when I was in Tampa and then your wife put you on FaceTime? You gave me some great good brother career advice.
Yeah, and did you follow any of it?
I tried to, but I didn't have my passport. I literally was like, I'm doing what you told me. You told me to fly to another country the next day, and I swear to God, I was about to do it. And then I didn't have my passport.
At that time, it would have been good. Now, you know what? There's more shit popping open.
There is.
And hey, you know what? Sorry, Rock fucked you on Talking Shopamania 1. You can be involved in Talking Shopamania 2.
Oh, thanks, man.
I just hope there's not one, because... It really was stressful, but don't worry, the number is going to fly in and we're going to have to do it again.
I know. Listen,
I'll retweet it. I'll send a retweet.
That's the sad part.
What's your cameo? Or you have to be on cameo.
Listen, I listen. Those
you're not on cameo.
Those fuckers at cameo, they've sent me 500 messages to the point where I registered to log in as a user to see what it's like. But they took it as you're registering as a member. So they made me a Cameo account without my due willing. So I was like, fuck Cameo, these slimy motherfuckers. And then people are messaging me now. Hey, Taylor, I saw you have a Cameo, but it's deactivated. Can you send a video to my grandpa? He's dying. And I'm like, God damn it. Now I have to make a video for free. Because there's not Cameo. Then I don't have a Cameo and I want to be a good person to these people who are.
Taylor, activate your Cameo.
Taylor.
But I hate them.
Taylor, you're clearly not married or have children. You don't give a fuck, and you're happy.
So, how dare you think I'm not married and I'm happy?
Because you ain't got a cameo right now, and you're not struggling. You're just living it like fucking, dude.
I'm not living. I'm letting my money. I have 6 months of money saved up. I'm just letting it drain, and then I'm gonna just knock on Rocky Romero's door and be like, "Hey, buddy, you said that if you ever need anything, let you know." Well,
yeah, like Bookie on Talking Shopamania.
Listen, I'm hurt, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
We are dying to do something with you, though, Taylor. Like,
oh, clearly.
Yeah.
clearly by my 11 p.m. text, hey, buddy, you available tomorrow morning for a podcast?
Yeah, clearly he is. It's a global pandemic.
Like, yeah. Okay, hold on. Would you have gone through this global pandemic knowing, like, what a germaphobe you are? Like, would you have
what, you're attacking me now? You no, should be apologizing to me. Now you're attacking me?
This is not an attack. This is a serious question. Would you have gone?
Gone where?
To the Big LG's house in Atlanta, Georgia.
No fucking way.
Film Talking Shopamania?
Yes.
There you go. Hold on. Are you a rocking germaphobe?
Am I a what?
Ridiculous germaphobe. Because I promise you, you would have been spraying yourself. Because there was a lot of brothers there.
Honestly,
it kind of sucked. Me and Rock were spraying. We were really spraying down. I think we were literally as safe as you could possibly be, wearing a mask every time we're talking, fucking spraying down with hand sanitizer. I got to come home and I can't be handing this shit to anybody. Like,
yeah.
You know what would have bothered me the most is all the flies that apparently. Were you guys, why it's by the pool? Were you guys like shitting outside by the pool? Is that
the,
why
the
this...
flies did suck? Hey, Teeny, missed that Taylor?
I muted it.
Bowie.
I DM'd her. She didn't write back to me.
He said you DM'd him and you didn't say he didn't, you didn't write back to his DM.
You didn't DM me. Yeah, I just DM'd you. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, guys.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap this motherfucker up.
Thank you, Taylor.
I need to get merchandise. I'm Taylor Williamson. I have t-shirts on taylorwilliamson.com you can get, but I need to get some new ones.
Finally, you need to get rocking on this merch, brother. You're a known man. You got to start collecting checks and money and cash.
Wait, give me advice. What do I do really quick?
Well, you got to get a, do you have a Patreon?
No.
You need
to get a Patreon. You got to get a Cameo. If it's not Cameo, find another messaging service.
Look at that, Emilio.
Such easy money. You got a t-shirt store. There's a bunch of... Text me. I got a bunch of shit.
All right, so as I said in the beginning of this episode, if you are not a member of the Talkin' Shop Patreon, what are you doing? Hit the link in the episode notes right now. Become a member. You get all sorts of cool stuff. You get workout routines from Machine Gun Carl Anderson. You get Domesticated Doc. You get a Zucar Rocky Romero. You get Boozing with the Boys. You get exclusive watch-alongs. It's a really cool community of like-minded wrestling fans who just want to come together and have a good time. And you get exclusive access to your favorite professional wrestlers. Where else are you going to get that but the Talkin' Shop Patreon? Also, we have a YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell so you can stay up to date whenever we release a new vlog, which is pretty damn consistent. So, go to the YouTube channel, that's in the episode notes as well, and subscribe, rate and review this podcast as well. Say something nice about the boys. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I have no clever outro for this, so all I'm going to say is, bye.